Psalm 83, a song, a psalm of Asaph. O God, do not be silent. Do not be quiet, and do not be still, O God. For look, your enemies are in a commotion, and those who hate you have raised their head. They are being crafty in their counsel against your people, and they are plotting against those treasured up by you. They have said, Come, let us obliterate them, so that they aren't a people, and the name of Israel is no longer remembered. For they have deliberated unanimously, they have made a covenant against you, the tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagrites, Gibal and Ammon and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre. Assyria has also joined up with them. They have become an arm to the sons of Lot, Selah. Do to them as with Midian, as to Sisera, as to Jabin, at the brook of Kishon. They were destroyed in En-Dor, they became dung for the ground. Make their nobles like Oreb and like Zeeb, and all their princes like Zeba and Zalmunna, who said, Let us take possession of God's dwellings for ourselves. O God of mine, make them like chaff, like straw residue before the wind, like fire that burns a forest, and like a flame that sets mountains on fire. So you will pursue them with your tempest, and terrify them with your whirlwind. Fill their faces with dishonour, and let them seek your name, O Lord. Let them be ashamed and terrified in all perpetuity, and be disgraced and perish. And they will know that you, only your name is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. To the choir master in singing set to percussion instruments. Psalm 84. For the sons of Korah, a psalm. How pleasant your tabernacles are, O Lord of hosts! My being longs for, and even pines for, the courtyards of the Lord. My heart and flesh shout out to the living God. Even the bird has found a home, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she lays her brood. I long for your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy are those who dwell in your house. They will repeatedly praise you, Selah. Happy is the man whose strength is in you. There are highways in their hearts. Those who pass through the valley of Baca make it a water source, just as the early rain covers it in blessings. They go from strength to strength. He appears before God in Zion. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Listen, O God of Jacob, Selah. See our shield, O God, and look at the face of your Messiah. For a day in your courtyards is better than a thousand elsewhere. I would choose to stand as a doorkeeper at the house of my God, rather than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord gives grace and honour. He does not withhold what is good from those who walk in integrity. O Lord of hosts, happy is the man who trusts in you. To the choir master. Psalm 85. For the sons of Korah, a psalm. O Lord, you have taken pleasure in your land. You have reversed the captivity of Jacob. You have forgiven the iniquity of your people. You have pardoned all their sins, Selah. You have retracted all your ire. You have drawn back from the fury of your anger. Turn us around, O God of our salvation. Set aside your displeasure with us. Will you be age-abidingly angry with us? Will you draw out your anger from generation to generation? Will you not revive us again, so that your people rejoice in you? Show us, O Lord, your kindness, and do give us your salvation. I will hear what God the Lord says, for he speaks peace to his people and those of his grace, and may they not return to foolishness. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, for glory to dwell in our land. Kindness and truth have met each other. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth has sprung up from the earth, and righteousness has peered out from heaven. Indeed, the Lord gives that which is good, and our land will give its produce. Righteousness will go in front of him, and he will designate his steps as the way. Psalm 86. A prayer of David. Incline, O Lord, your ear, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Guard my soul, for I am under your grace. You who are my God, save your servant who trusts in you. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I cry out to you all day long. Gladden the heart of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my being. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, and abundant in kindness to all who call on you. Listen, O Lord, to my prayer, and hearken to the sound of my supplications. On the day of my adversity, I will call on you, for you will answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, and there is nothing like your works. All the nations which you made will come and worship before you, O Lord, and they will glorify your name. For you are great, and you perform wonders. You alone are God. Teach me, O Lord, your way. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name, age abidingly. For your kindness towards me is great, and you have delivered my being from the lowest underworld. O God, the insolent have risen up against me, and the congregation of the violent seek my life, and they have not placed you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God of mercy and grace, forbearing and abundant in kindness and truth. Turn to me and be merciful to me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. Give me a favourable sign, so that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed, because you are the Lord, who helped me and comforted me.